For the arts. Don't miss the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, Dick Hyman, Cyrus Chestnut, Martin Taylor, and more. Find out more on the events page at kgoradio.com or leisureartscenter.org. Jazz at the Leisure Center from KGO 810.
It is 8 o'clock in the KGO newsroom. I'm John Lobertini. Top story at the top of the hour. Harsh words tonight from the parents of Kate Steinle.
The different agencies let us down, and we're just a little tired of the finger pointing.
Jim Steinle and Kate Sullivan tonight appeared on the Fox News program The O'Reilly Factor. Both tell host Bill O'Reilly they support a proposal giving mandatory prison time to deported illegals who come back to the U.S., a change that might become known as Kate's Law.
You just want it to be a good, solid law that won't have holes in it. And I'm sure there'll be a lot of posturing back and forth.
The 32-year-old woman was shot and killed by a seven-time felon on San Francisco's Pier 14 last month. Juan Francisco Lopez Sanchez had been deported five times. But San Francisco's sanctuary policy for illegal immigrants prevented the sheriff's department from notifying immigration he was being released from jail. Back here in the Bay Area, it was no hoax.
They were targeting somebody else. They knocked her out with a cocktail and let her go.
An FBI investigation into that bizarre kidnapping out of Vallejo back in March has led to an arrest. The alleged abductor of Denise Huskins appears to be a man she didn't even know from the Sacramento area. More on that story from KGO 810's Mike Simpson.
38-year-old Matthew Mueller is now suspected of kidnapping Huskins and demanding a ransom from her boyfriend. This was back in March, and as you probably remember, she turned up 2 days later in Huntington Beach and immediately hired a lawyer.
Very early on, she was accused as being a suspect in this case of a hoax rather than a victim of a real crime.
Well, now an unsealed affidavit points to Mueller, who's already in custody for a robbery in Dublin. The FBI says her boyfriend was bound, blindfolded, and had a message played through headphones that the kidnappers were debt collectors. They got access to financial accounts and passwords.
Now, that story and the lack of evidence led investigators to believe the kidnapping was faked. Late this afternoon, Douglas Rappaport, the attorney for Huskins and her boyfriend, came down hard on the Vallejo Police Department. KGO 810's Tiana McLeese reports from Vallejo.
The recent disclosure of an FBI affidavit, which points to a Sacramento County man as Huskins' kidnapper, is vindication. The couple stood in silence during the press conference. They let their attorneys do all the talking.
But more importantly, is they owe an apology to the public. Why? Because the individual or individuals who committed this offense were at liberty to continue on their crime spree, and in fact did.
Attorneys saying the Vallejo Police Department owes the couple a big apology on this one. No word yet on whether a civil suit will be filed.
We're learning more tonight about accused kidnapper Matthew Mueller. The California State Bar Association records show he is a Harvard-trained attorney who was disbarred earlier this year. Mueller was admitted to practice law in California in 2011, but his license was suspended in 2013 for failing to pay annual dues. And now to Mexico, where an update is due any time now tonight on the search for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman.
Known as one of the world's most notorious drug kingpins.
The drug lord used a sophisticated tunnel to break out of a maximum security prison this weekend. We get more from correspondent Gene Casares.
An all-out manhunt in Mexico now ongoing for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, believed to be the mastermind of the Sinaloa cartel.
This is the second time El Chapo has broken out of prison. Michael Vigil, retired DEA chief of international operations, says Mexico promised the U.S. that El Chapo would not escape again.
This is a black eye on the government of Mexico, because when he was captured in 2014, the United States wanted deeply to have him extradited to the United States.
And if he is caught again, he could be extradited back to the U.S. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News Time is 8:04.
Berkeley Honda is your destination for the best deals, sales, and incentives on new Honda vehicles in the Bay Area. They have a knowledgeable and friendly staff that's willing to work with you to make sure you're in the car of your dreams and at a great price. Right now, lease a 2015 Civic Sedan CVT LX for only $159 per month. Berkeley Honda, conveniently located off Highway 80 on Chattuck Avenue in Berkeley. Special $159 lease, $24.99 total due at signing, includes down payment with no security deposit. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees for well-qualified lessees. employees. Xerox Business Services, LLC, seeks a professional service analyst. It requires a master's in business administration or management information systems and 2 years of experience using automated test tools to analyze system specifications and perform functional testing. Position is located in West Sacramento, California. Mail resumes to XBS, Attention International Recruiting, reference number JL314800 at 2828 North Haskell Avenue, Building 1, Floor 9, Dallas, Texas, 75204.
It is 8:05 on KGO. Time again to check your traffic. And for that, we head to Lee Graham. He's in the KGO Traffic Center.
Thank you, John. I have good news for those traveling eastbound 12 in Creston. This look at traffic is brought to you by 1-800-4-INJURY. There was a very serious accident earlier at Spurs Trail involving a semi. It has been cleared, all lanes are open, and there are virtually no slowdowns through there now. And good news along the Altamont Pass, eastbound 580. It's unwinding extremely nicely from earlier problems at the 205 split, and only minor slowdowns now back to just after North Flint. Also, I thought I'd let you know if you're heading into or out of the city via the Bay Bridge, you've got no issues whatsoever at the moment. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today and ask Mr. Kuvara any questions related to personal injuries or accidents. Mr. Kuvara is a 40-year accident attorney. This is a free evaluation. Call 1-800-4-INJURY today or log onto their website at 1-800-4-INJURY.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
Well, the A's and the Giants are off for the next couple of days for the All-Star game. Tonight, though, all eyes on the Home Run Derby, and it is over. The Cincinnati Reds' Todd Frazier hit 15 home runs. That was one more than the L.A. Dodgers' Jock Peterson. The All-Star game is tomorrow night. And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Nice day today, mild temperatures, and tomorrow you can expect pretty much the same. Mid-60s at the coast, mid-80s inland. Come Wednesday, you'll see a change everywhere, or you'll feel it. Along the bay beaches, we'll push 70, 80s around the bay, and inland, temperatures could push the mid-90s. It'll stay warm on Thursday before we get some relief on Friday and heading into the weekend. Right now around the Bay Area, we've got partly cloudy skies in some places. It's 68 degrees in Walnut Creek, 74 in Santa Rosa, 64 in Half Moon Bay. We've got 71 in San Jose and 66 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
Are we ready?
Check this out.
Hello, everyone. We would just like to announce that our party is starting now.
You having a party?
Are you ready to go crazy?
Pack up the babies and grab the old ladies. This is for you, America.
Let's get this party started.
They're getting ready to kick some mad flavor in your ear.
I'm sorry. Come again.
It's showtime.
This is the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Song for Someone, starring, by the way, Woody Harrelson as a man in the video who meets up with his daughter after getting released from prison. And also, Woody's real-life daughter, Zoe, plays the daughter in the video, which, by the way, BTW, all over the place, the video's 8 minutes long. It's a long song.
Because it's like a movie?
I guess. Suppose I didn't see it. I was just given the clip.
I'll have to look for that.
So you heard it here first, everybody. All right, I am going to play something rather bizarre. Okay, let me find it here. I don't know where it's at. I just had it. Don't go away. Okay,
oh, I can let you know. Oh, do you want to look for it?
No, I found it.
Oh,
all right. So, look, what can we say about Bill Cosby that hasn't been said? Okay, except for this. This is going. It's gone viral in an epic proportion. It was season 7 of The Cosby Show. Two of Bill Cosby's daughters are having problems with their respective men. By the end of the show, everyone's in love again after they've eaten barbecue chicken with Bill Cosby's secret sauce on it. Okay? Just listen.
Well, it certainly is nice to see them work things out for themselves.
They haven't worked anything out for themselves. It's my barbecue sauce.
Your barbecue sauce.
My barbecue sauce. Haven't you ever noticed after people have some of my barbecue sauce, after a while when it kicks in, they get all huggy-buggy?
Oh, stop.
I'm dead serious. Haven't you ever noticed that after one of my barbecues and they have the sauce, people want to get right home?
That is creepy.
Let me tell you something else. I got a cup of it up on the night table. And I got a cup of it, I said. Left it up there breathing.
Oh, Claire Huxtable.
Why don't you give the chicken to these people that's going up and have some sauce?
Ew.
So here's the rest of the chicken, you guys.
Oh, my. Wow.
Wow. I pulled up the clip and synced it to the audio you were playing. Yikes. Like, I can totally see it.
Okay.
That is such a bummer. I didn't think that would have that much of an effect on me. I was like, oh, okay. Mm-hmm. So something that happened a million years ago is eerily similar to something that...
It's bizarre.
And it is. And his voice, like, oh, it just made the hair stand up on the back of my neck.
I have to say, by the way, Bill Cosby turned 78 yesterday. For the record...
Oh, what a sad birthday he must have had.
You would think. For the record, Bill Cosby doesn't have a writing credit on that episode, but, well, considering all the women he allegedly sauced, he may have come up with that bit on his own. But as I said, he was not credited for writing that episode. So it could just be a weird coincidence.
It's just eerie, yeah.
Yeah, it's a little bizarre. I wanted to say that let me see here. Okay, here it is. We have not heard anything from Camille. So she finally spoke with
the wife.
Yeah.
Camille Cosby.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard she went off today.
Right, yep. In the New York Post, she claims Bill Cosby's wife, Camille, knows her husband is a cheater, but does not believe that he's a rapist. She says everything he did with those other women was consensual, even when he gave them drugs. A source employed by the Cosby family says, quote,
man.
She still doesn't believe that Bill provided drugs and had sex with women without their consent. She's well aware.
Oh, my God.
She's well aware of his cheating, but she doesn't believe that her husband is a rapist. Now, Camille hasn't commented on the record, but she also supposedly said, quote, we'll fix this. They are making him out to be such a bad guy, a monster.
Wait, so who did this come from? Some source close
New York
to
Post.
Camille?
New York Post.
Right, but who said she said it? A reporter at the New York Post talked to Camille?
I suppose, yeah.
Okay.
New York Post.
So this isn't from her, but a source close to Camille says that Camille said.
Well, I'm just reading the story from the New York Post.
I'm just trying to be clear. We have to be accountable and
New
credible
York Post
here.
Claims.
That is interesting. Yes. Okay, I don't know if I believe it for a second because A, it's the Post, and B, that's some big hearsay. And how could a woman have her eyes halfway open, but not all the way open? Like, oh yeah, I know he was a philanderer, but he sure as hell didn't rape anybody.
Well,
like,
no, wait
what
a second.
The, what?
We can walk down the Whoopi Goldberg's aisle. And just say exactly what she said. He's innocent until proven guilty. He's never been proven guilty of anything.
Sure. That would be actually smarter of Camille than to say, I know he fooled around on me, but he didn't rape anybody. Oh, and I knew he gave them drugs. Anyway.
Well, she stands by her man. She does stand by her man.
Well,
she
yes and no.
She always has, by the way.
She says, I know he cheated. Is that standing by him?
Yes, they're still married. I don't see anything here where she's leaving him.
All right.
Yeah. So the latest is, the Medal of Freedom. I don't know if this is going to happen, but President George W. Bush presented the nation's highest civilian honor to Cosby in 2002. And, there's a group of people out there who want that taken back. Let me see here. What else? Well, you know about Walt Disney World. They removed the statue. How the industry is responding. NBC already walked away from plans to make another Cosby sitcom. Remember, he was saying that he was getting back on television? Guess that's what they were talking about. TV Land took the reruns of the 1980s era Cosby show off the air, and Netflix shelved plans for a stand-up special. And there are people in Hollywood who won his star removed from the Walk of Fame.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. But...
He went down like the Confederate flag.
Probably is not going to happen because they have never removed a star from the Walk of Fame, says the chamber president.
So I would leave it there for people to spit on.
Well,
they already spit on Hollywood Boulevard, but you know.
Yeah, that whole Walk of Fame thing's kind of a hot mess anyway.
Yeah.
Yeah. If you haven't been there.
Oh, hush. I had my picture taken with Superman there.
Oh, nice.
Kidding.
Don't those guys smell?
I drove by as quickly as possible.
I know when I was down there, you know, Batman's there and this, that, and the other, but they have, there's a BO issue going on.
Yeah, those costumes get hot.
Yeah, those costumes get hot. All right. Did you wake up this morning and say to yourself, oh my God, I don't want to go to work. I don't like this place anymore. I want to change my career path. I want out.
You know, and for some people,
I want to do something different.
I mean, I know there's people like this. Tell me if this is you out there. On Sunday night, you start dreading Monday morning and go into that freaking office.
Well,
right?
That's a big sign, yeah, that there's a problem.
Anyway,
if you're doing that. So we're gonna speak with our work life expert, yes, career coach Marty Nemko, who is fantastic, and we're gonna
love
talk
him.
About these things and more work life related issues.
You love him. He's the reason you quit your last job, right?
No, not so much. We'll be back. You're listening to Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
KGOA 10 invites you to jazz at the Lesher Center. It's another stunning lineup of exceptional jazz artists in this four-concert series on Saturdays in August. The Diablo Regional Arts Association is committed to elevating the quality of performing arts at Lesher Center for the Arts. Don't miss the Clayton Hamilton Jazz Orchestra, Dick Hyman, Cyrus Chestnut, Martin Taylor, and more. Find out more on the events page at KGORadio.com or LesherArtsCenter.org. Jazz at the Lesher Center from KGO 810.
Why settle for the off-the-shelf windows from the big box stores that you have to install yourself?
15 years ago, Bill and Kathleen started American Vision Windows and Solar to give great customer service. And now, it's become California's number one window replacement company.
Off-the-shelf windows don't look much better than the ones you already have.
That's why Bill and I are so happy that American Vision is offering the Del Mar Collection by Anlin. It's our most beautiful window and is now available in 9 different colors. So call us and let American Vision install them for free.
Transform the look and feel of your home while getting unmatched customer service, free expert installation, and a lifetime warranty.
Revolutionizing the home improvement industry one customer at a time, American Vision Windows.
We're celebrating our 15th anniversary, and there's no better time to get beautiful windows from the number one window replacement company in California. Call now for a free upgrade to the Del Mar package and ask us how to showcase your beautiful new windows with American Vision Windows, Shutters, and Blinds. 888-475-6464. 888-475-6464. CSLB number 778-326.
Remember when retirement wasn't such a big worry? You may have been planning for it, but it was so far off in the distance that the thought of it didn't occupy much of your time. Well, if you are now a year or two away from retirement, you know the complexities of making this transition can be daunting. This is Scott Hansen of Hansen McLean Advisors and co-host of Money Matters, heard every Saturday at 4 p.m. here on KGO. The last 2 decades, our firm has been working with folks as they plan their transition from work to retirement. We use a unique process that focuses on the 7 personal decision points that one must consider as retirement approaches. We look at retirement income needs, cash flow, debt management, investments, taxes, and more, and we make it easy. To learn more, visit moneymatters.com and download your free copy of our ebook, The 7 Personal Decision Points. You'll find this ebook breaks down the complexity of retirement planning into 7 simple steps. Our advisors have both the experience and expertise to help you navigate your way into retirement. So schedule a free consultation with one of our advisors to go through your 7 personal decision points. For more information, simply visit our website, moneymatters.com, or call 888-2-HANSEN.
If you celebrate the anniversary of your first brake job, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. If stopping on a dime isn't an expression, but an expectation, then CarQuest Auto Parts is for you. That's because CarQuest Auto Parts is for those who really know and care about their car. And CarQuest is the place for Nika bendable metal brake lines for the stopping power you depend on. With over 800,000 available parts, CarQuest is serious auto parts.
If you're thinking about it, we're talking about it. The Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Does this sound like your Monday morning this morning?
Everything was underwater, moving kind of slow.
Still wishing you were comfortably numb from Saturday night.
I know this isn't Floyd, but kind of sounds like a little bit.
Makes you think of it.
Yeah, exactly. All right. If that's the case, then we need you to be listening to us right now as we bring on our career coach, Marty Nemko. Yes, Marty, good evening. Thank you for joining us again.
My pleasure. I'll try to keep you guys awake even though it is the evening and even though it is Monday.
Sun's still up. It's all good.
Is it all good, really?
I don't know. You know what? We were just, I was billboarding you on the other side of the break. I said, you know, if you woke up with that sick sinking feeling this morning, oh my God, I have to go to work. I just wish I could find another job, or I want to change careers. This isn't working for me anymore. You know, you are our man. And Heather said, well, what if you start thinking about it on Sunday? Like, oh my God, I dread I have to go back to work tomorrow. I said, well, then you've got real issues. Wouldn't you agree?
I think you have real issues, but maybe let's dig deep. This is Intelligent Radio. We're going to dig deeper.
All right.
There are two kinds of people. There are those people who try to get away with as little work as possible and just hate the idea of work. And then on the other end of the continuum, there are people who believe that the meaning of life is being as productive as possible. Most of us do not have a job that's as cool as Drex's job or Heather's job. Most of us have jobs in accounts payable. We have in a manufacturing plant. We are middle managers who are like marionettes who are pulled from on the top and the side and the bottom. And what enables so many of those people to not just get crap-faced on Friday and Saturday night and Sunday night, but instead actually not jump out of bed but look forward to it, is this cosmic sense that being productive, even if it's mundane work, is a heck of a lot better than very often staying at home with screaming babies and screaming shrewish husbands or wives. And so it's an appreciation of the value of productivity. Am I being too pious?
No, you are. You're right on, because I had to sit out a non-compete at my last job, and that just was the worst time of my life. Mm-hmm. You know, it was one of those things you had to sit on the beach. It was a contractual thing. And it just drove me nuts. You know, and people would say to me, Trex, this is like a paid vacation. I'm like, no, this is pure hell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I, you know, as a career counselor, I have a lot of unemployed clients and I have a lot of well-employed clients. The unhappiest are those with too little to do. Mm-hmm. Those who are sitting around, they feel useless. And we all want to feel valuable. And if nobody's willing to pay you for your work, you feel like crap. So even if your job really is mundane, whether you're a ditch digger or you're in a nonprofit, you're licking envelopes for the Save the Whale Foundation, or you're a CEO, at the risk of being corny, I swear you will. One should feel a sense of gratitude, and that may avoid feeling you need to numb yourself before going to work.
You know, I read this a couple of weeks ago that the happy level. Who are these people? What do they do for a living? Number one, and you would think, well, it's a tech billionaire or something like that, or working at Google or whatever. No. It was construction workers. They were the happiest.
There's certainly some sense to it, a couple of reasons. Number one, you succeed every time, basically. You know, it's rare that your carpenter is going to build a framing for a house and it collapses. You get to see the progress of your work. In some sense, there's no stress. When 5 o'clock comes, you're done, you're tired, it's Miller time. And so unlike so many of the jobs where you are an invisible cog in a very, very large wheel and you have no idea whether you're denying payment to this claim from this insurance company is meaningful, the construction workers at least feel good until their backs break and their knees break, which is the problem when you pass 40. You talk to most of those construction guys, and yes, they are guys, and they ain't quite as happy as they were when they were younger.
Well, that I can see where, you know, the back starts to hurt, the legs start to hurt. Yeah, those things,
yep.
Those things start coming into play. Let's talk about some careers that are worth taking a look at that are new and upcoming. And if people are thinking about, well, I might want to change my career, how would we go about that? And what are your thoughts?
Well, if I'm going to be like forward thinking, if I had to bet my, you know, back in the 1969, there was this movie, The Graduate, and this guy whispers into his plastics. But if in the year 2015, if I were a party and I had a couple of drinks and I had the audacity to go and whisper in some young punk's ear as to what the future is going to be, what I would say is online interactive education, not those boring online courses that we see all over the place on edX or Coursera or whatever, but true simulation-based courses. So that, for example, if I were creating a course to teach somebody how to be a radio talk show host, I would it would be okay. I would flash on the screen. Here's your topic. Go. And you've got 30 seconds to be smart and interesting. And then right after that, you would see a video of what Drex was sounding like or Heather was sounding like doing that. That kind of interactive course enables every kid from Maine to New Mexico to get a world-class course. And I think those interactive online courses like that are going to be the future of where a lot of the education jobs are going to be.
When we identify our own core skills, you know, for me, it is a passion. So I've always had a passion for doing what I'm doing. If there's no passion, if you're not feeling passionate about your job, maybe it's time to reconsider, yes?
No, because really there is a small percentage of people who really are passionate about their work. Even people, I have spent a lot of time in the world of actors. I've directed plays. Actors, you would think that's the dream career. But do you ever stop to wonder why so many actors commit suicide, are depressed, or whatever? Some of it is the artistic temperament. But some of it is because most of the time that an actor spends is not acting, it's waiting. Waiting for the next audition. Waiting for your turn to come up for the audition.
Oh, yeah.
Waiting at rehearsal.
The unexpected.
Waiting,
you never know if it's
waiting and waiting
out.
And waiting, right. And it's usually on a commercial.
Right.
So these supposed dream careers, and now I'm going to be quite serious. I have looked at what really makes people happy in their careers. And generally, it's the things that are fairly obvious. A decent boss, reasonably ethical work, reasonably stable work that you're not worried the next day they're going to take the job away, decent coworkers, ethical work, and opportunities for learning. Those are the things that count much more than passion. And those things can be found more easily at East Bay Mud than they can at KGO because there aren't a lot of jobs at KGO that are stable, paying a good living as being a talk show host. So follow your passion, ironically, may end up being the less likely route to career contentment.
That's very interesting.
Huh.
Good boss,
good coworkers. I feel like I'm learning things, and it's good
stable
ethical
income,
work.
Decent pay, reasonable commute. You're not commuting from San Francisco to Silicon Valley, and you're spending 2 hours each way in your car.
You know, isn't that something? I mean,
that's kaboom.
Even if you had a good day at work, those commutes can just bury a human being, I think.
Fancy word I love is vitiate. It can vitiate you. It can take the life out of you.
Wait,
it can enervate you. There's another 50-cent word. Yes,
vitiate.
Absolutely.
With a V-I-S-C.
Yeah, it's really interesting to me that you talk about the commute because it really does make a big difference. We were talking about this with some friends over the weekend, and you know, a couple of them have to do that two and a half hour each way commute.
It's crazy.
Yeah. So you know, if you take 4 hours times five, that's 20 hours a week. You're stuck in traffic. That's a lot.
I love taking the other side of every argument. So here's the other deal. A lot of times people come home, as I said, to screaming spouses, screaming babies, expectations. At least if you're in your car, you're in the inner sanctum of peace, and you can listen to the CDs. Or I always keep a book on recording. I'm listening to the amazing adventures of a Cavalier and Clay. That great Michael Chabon book. It's like 20 hours of stuff, and I can be immersed in the book, and it's peaceful. I don't have that peace. Most people, I do, but
you're
most
right
people, when they get home, don't have that kind of peace. So
all
it's
right.
A matter of sometimes whether you make the most of that or enjoy that ridiculous commute.
Okay, so if you feel like you're unhappy or you're unsuccessful, we're going to talk about this after the break, you know, the fear of getting out of the job and also the work-life balance. How do you make it balance out and make you happy with your life? We'll continue in just a second with Marty Nemko. He is our guest on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
See the exhibition the Wall Street Journal called Don't Miss, Postdate, at the San Jose Museum of Art through August the 2nd.
Discover Nakoma. Lose track of time on Nakoma's championship golf course. Lose the stress of the daily grind at the spa over a romantic dinner at the iconic Wigwam Room or grabbing a drink and casual bite in the lounge. Lose yourself in the peaceful beauty of this place and keep every moment here close. Experience serenity just an hour's drive from Tahoe. Whatever the season, Nakoma will make a believer out of anyone. Discover Nakoma. Live elevated. Visit NakomaGolfResort.com.
Is your financial advisor putting his money where his mouth is? Too many financial advisors tell their clients buy investments that they would never invest in themselves. In fact, Morningstar has revealed only 47% of U.S. stock fund managers personally own the funds they manage. That means that more than half the fund managers don't invest their money into the funds where you're supposed to put your life savings. Is the story the same for the person giving you investment advice? Ask your financial advisor if he's invested his own money in the same same funds he told you to buy. At O'Donnell Financial Group, they personally own the same investments that they recommend to their clients. That's how they've done it since 1987. For a free portfolio review and analysis, call 866-496-2300 or visit them online at O'DonnellFinancialGroup.com. That's 866-496-2300. Securities offered through Securities America, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC. Advisory services offered through Securities America Advisors, Inc. O'Donnell Financial Group and Securities America are not affiliated.
We are talking about work-life balance and how to make your career and your life better with Marty Nemko. He is a career coach, and we'll continue our conversation right after we check in with John Lobertini in the KGO newsroom.
Is that so? Work-life balance.
That's right. There is such a thing.
Okay, if you say so. Our top story at the bottom of the hour, that water tunnel fight resumes in the Delta.
Making any change in the Delta is difficult because the stakes are just so high.
Effective today, that controversial plan from Governor Jerry Brown, although albeit new and improved, is on display for a six-week public review. KGO 810's Mike Simpson reports.
The basic idea is the same, those two 30-mile tunnels.
Many governors have been stymied in their attempts to change the current system. But what's clear to all of us and what keeps us working at this is that status quo in the Delta just simply isn't sustainable.
DWR Director Mark Cowan says moving water under the estuary safeguards it if levees fail and makes the overall environment more natural for fish. Still, opponents say cutting the project's cost also cuts habitat restoration, and they'll keep fighting. There are paid signature gatherers backed by a wealthy Stockton area farmer.
The public review of that new environmental impact report runs through August 30th. And now to Mexico, where we've just received an update on the search for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman.
Known as one of the world's most notorious drug kingpins.
The drug lord used a sophisticated mile-long tunnel to break out of a maximum security prison this weekend. More from correspondent Gene Casares.
An all-out manhunt in Mexico, now ongoing for Joaquin El Chapo Guzman, believed to be the mastermind of the Sinaloa cartel.
And tonight, Interior Minister Miguel Chong says Mexico is working with the U.S. and other countries to keep El Chapo from crossing the border.
We are in close communication with the United States, Belize, and Guatemala mainly. And they have broadened their surveillance to monitor the possible entry into their territories.
This is the second time El Chapo has broken out of prison, and Minister Chong admits prison officials may have been involved in the escape. The push continues for a nuclear agreement with Iran. Iran, the U.S., and five other world powers worked late into the night before breaking until tomorrow morning. A deal could be announced then. This is State Department spokesman John Kirby.
There still remains some sticking points, some issues that still need to be resolved.
But Arkansas Senator Tom Cotton says expect an open rebellion in Congress against any agreement.
Remember why Iran's money is frozen. It's because they are an outlaw regime. They killed hundreds of American troops in Iraq, to include soldiers and Marines that were just out patrolling.
A weapons agreement would limit Iran's nuclear program, preventing the country from developing an atom bomb. In return, sanctions against Iran would be lifted.
If you even breathed a word of it, you didn't know what was going to happen, and you could lose your career.
Sexual orientation now getting new respect. The Pentagon is finalizing plans that will allow transgender people to serve in the U.S. military. As KGO 810's Katie Lever reports, a formal announcement is expected this week.
Last month, the AMA said there's no valid reason to exclude transgender individuals from military service. At the same time, the Army Surgeon General determined that providing transgender people with health care wouldn't be an excessive burden.
It's the same kind of discussion that happened around HIV and AIDS, and that it was going to break the bank.
San Francisco's Pat Bailey, spokesperson for Out and Equal, specializing in the LGBT workforce, tells KGO she used to be in the Air Force.
I actually retired right when Don't Ask, Don't Tell was announced because I said I can't continue to live like this.
The lifting of the ban, it will have to allow about 6 months to be finalized.
So close, yet so far.
The spacecraft is traveling at about 750,000 miles a day.
Well, NASA has been providing space geeks updates for weeks, but finally, sometime around 4:38 Pacific time tomorrow morning, the New Horizons spacecraft will get closer to Pluto than anyone ever imagined. And talk about a long flight. It has taken 9 years of space travel to reach Pluto. NASA's Heidi Hamill says the images of space so far are amazing.
We have seen beautiful examples of surface geology, big dark areas, sharp bright areas, some very intriguing structure like we've never seen before on another planetary body.
New Horizons is traveling so fast, though, it will only have a few hours to take detailed close-up images of Pluto before it speeds off towards interstellar space. Still ahead, we've got traffic and weather. KGO News time is 8:34.
Once upon a time, a man walks into a corner store. He's greeted with a profound question.
What can I get you?
He utters the inevitable words.
Deluxe Heaven's playbook, please.
The man looks deeply into its glossy pages and scratches a game filled with priceless rubies. He turns the page and beholds five more games.
Wow.
Start your own Scratchers story with the Deluxe Sevens Playbook by the California Lottery and get lost in six pages of Scratchers. Please play responsibly. Must be 18 or older to play.
8:35 on KGO. Time now to check with Lee Graham and the latest on your Bay Area traffic.
Thank you, John. This look at traffic is brought to you by Beach Blanket Babylon in Benicia. It's all construction right now, by the way. Southbound 680, it's beginning to slow things down, but only a little at the moment. You're minor between Lake Herman Road and Industrial Way. Livermore, road work on 580 eastbound beginning to create slowdowns, but also thankfully light at the moment between Isabel Avenue and North Livermore Avenue. On the San Mateo Bridge, road work is up on eastbound 92 between Foster City Boulevard and Clawater Road in Hayward. The left and center lanes are out until 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. Now in Fairfield, east and westbound 12 construction has you jammed up badly between Branscombe Road and Denverton Road. Beach Blanket Babylon, hilarious spoofs of pop culture, spectacular costumes, and outrageously big hats is the ultimate only in San Francisco experience. Special added Tuesday performances in July. For tickets and more, visit beachblanketbabylon.com. I'm Lee Graham, KGO 810.
And now your Bay Area weather forecast. Tomorrow's forecast, a lot like today, mid-60 at the coast, mid-80s inland. Wednesday, you'll start to feel a change everywhere. We'll hit about 70 on the beach, 80s around the bay. Temperatures in the mid-90s inland. Thursday, another warm day, 90s inland, cooling just a couple of degrees. We will get some relief heading into the weekend, and Saturday, Sunday, you can expect your temperatures anywhere from the 60s, 70s, and 80s. Right now, around the Bay Area, we've got partly cloudy skies and 71 degrees in Napa. It's 71 in Santa Rosa, 66 in Dublin, 74 in Fairfield. We've got 63 in Half Moon Bay, 72, still 72 on the beach in Santa Cruz, 67 in Oakland, and 64 in San Francisco. The Drex Radio Show continues. I'm John Lobertini, KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
You're listening to the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the band around the world, along with Heather and John Lobertini. And we are speaking with career coach Marty Nemko. Good evening, Marty. Thank you for joining us.
And my pleasure.
Well, let's get back to talking about work life and all things balance. You know, and I was looking at your site. By the way, it's MartyNemko.com. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's all free. I've written, I'm a crazy person. This is going to destroy any credibility I might have had. I've written 2,800 articles, all published, and they're all free on my website. So, yeah, you can see the crazy person's work.
Yes, would love, if you're interested in getting a job or changing careers or you're unemployed and you're scratching your head, what should I do next? Go to MartyNemko.com by all means. He will even help you with writing your LinkedIn page, all right? And tells you how to write a great summary. Yeah, you could do all that. Well, just by looking at your site, you can figure that out.
You know what I've found over the years, actually? Career, though, there are these professional resume writers, and they write these sterile resumes that in reality make everybody puke. I mean, if you imagine that you guys, Heather, especially, I'm going to talk just to you, Heather. I've been talking to Drex all the time. I want to talk to you, Heather. Can
okay.
I do that?
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Heather,
sure.
You are now the CEO of KGO, of Cumulus. You are the big cheese. You are making $8 zillion a year. And you are getting a resume. And the resume said, dynamic self-starter seeks to delight customers and exceed customer expectations, is also a team player who drives profitability.
Yeah.
How are you honestly feeling?
Yeah, I vomited.
Vomited, precisely. And that is what resume writers do. They make employers vomit. And so what's key is, because career counselors, and I like to think that I'm not like that, but I'm not trying to get business. Here's the deal. Dear listeners, when you're making your resume up yourself, don't hire anybody. Don't hire me. Don't hire any other hired gun. Put yourself in the shoes of the employer and ask yourself what would make that employer not puke, but rather say, I really think I should talk to this guy or woman.
writing your truth about the things you've done on your job in plain English, not job seeker speak, may be the most potent way to improve your chances of getting an appropriate job, not one you BS your way into.
Okay. You know, that said, there is so much jargon out there, and I don't know how you stay ahead of and or on top of it, because there's things people say that, again, make you want to puke, but you're like, well, but I mean, sometimes you have to kind of own up to it, because it's like, well,
Marty mentioned this before. Don't go with the, there are keywords, key phrases, and there's an algorithm for this, and there's an algorithm for that.
Yeah, but I mean,
that's what everybody does.
I don't know. If you're in an office where everybody uses a certain word a certain way, even though the English, you know, the grammarian in you, it makes your skin crawl.
Is that like
should you go along with it or not?
She says
shrill. Give me an example, Heather. Give me one example of that.
Gosh, it's failing me right now.
Oh, I'll tell you one. She says shrill all the time.
No. That's not
really a word.
That's not jargon. well, okay. I was a traffic reporter for a while, and a lot of traffic reporters say transitioning. So transition is not a verb, and so you can't transitioning, am I right? And
I don't lose any sleep over that. I lose sleep over cliches.
Yes.
You know, every single person applying for a job spearheaded all kinds of initiatives. Nobody in the reality spearheads anything. This is only what you put in your resume. And it just remember that in an era where there are so many people applying for jobs, what really counts is you create chemistry and you create credibility. And when you're just using this pat language that is no human being's language, you're not revealing a person. You're building distance between people. But anyway, you want to talk about work-life balance. Ask me something or tell me something about work-life balance.
So is it achievable?
It depends whether you want it or not. Of course it's achievable. You know, there are many jobs that are 37 and a half hours a week. And now I hate to out federal employees, but I was in the federal building a couple of years ago, and it is the most vivid memory of my entire visiting workplace life. I get past the security guard, I go up to the fifth floor, and I swear on my mother's life that there was desk after desk of people sitting, polishing their nails, reading fashion magazines with completely empty desks. I guarantee you they have more work-life balance than one could shake a stick at.
Right, because they know they're not going to get fired.
So it depends on what kind of job you have and whether you want it. We come back full circle to the notion. I would imagine, Drex, if they told you that you could be on the air twice as long as you are, and therefore your life is out of balance, would you take the job?
I'd have to think about that because, you know, about 3 or 4 hours is enough. 3 hours is enough doing
talk radio.
That's
all you got in
you. Yeah, yeah.
I guess so. Okay, but many people, I teach at the medical school at UCSF.
So, yeah.
And those doctors work 60 or 70 hours a week, and they are as effective at hour 60 as they are at hour 30. And they say, I would rather save another person from having a heart attack than going home and playing Monopoly with my family.
Oh, well, let me say this. I mean, if something, there were breaking news, I could be on all day, and I've done it many times. Yes, I mean, when it calls for you to step up, whatever job you're doing, then you have to step up. That's, I don't know, it doesn't matter what you're doing in life. Yes.
Yeah.
There are many people, in not just cardiologists who voluntarily, not just stepping up in an emergency, but people who, for example, I just recently had a window put into my house. And the guy who did it for me has a full-time day job in construction, but he loves his work, and he comes over at night to work on my window. So it's if you have work that you feel you're good at, and your home life isn't, so he happens, let's say the alternative you have to working isn't as good, work-life balance is not necessarily the holy grail. For some, if you've got a crap job and your boss is screaming at you all the time and it's a clanging carcinogenic factory, of course you want work-life balance. You want to go home and, you know, have a good time.
Right.
But if not, work-life balance may be overrated.
Okay.
I think maybe this is for me personally, but the work-life balance thing would be about leaving the work behind when it's necessary, really, to do so. Because I'm not finding myself carving out enough personal life because I'm always like, oh, I should book that guest. Oh, I should write that other email. Oh, I should talk to the intern. Oh, I should. And then I don't do the grocery shopping. My house is a mess. Yada, yada, yada. How do I guess that's just.
Everybody can relate to that.
That's just about being more rigorous with my downtime, I guess. I don't know if
everybody's different. Some people need to set more boundaries. If you're not, if you're, you know, not getting a shower and you're stinking when you come into work, you know, you probably need to set some boundaries around your work life. Or some people, they complain they're working long hours. In reality, if you really had a camera on them during the day and you looked at how much time they were literally or metaphorically polishing their nails or shopping on the internet or looking at a sports game on you know, on ESPN, sometimes it's a matter of being more efficient. Or let's say you are by nature, you're not efficient. You just take too long to do things. Get somebody who's very efficient to watch you and say, you know, Marty, maybe you, if you did it this way, you could save a lot of time and the job would still be good enough. So, yes, sometimes it absolutely is. You want to set boundaries. My ass is out of there at 4:45. That's when I'm supposed to leave. Fine. But sometimes there are multiple answers. It is, do you want to work longer hours? Do you need to be more efficient? Maybe you could delegate. You know how many of my clients have, at my request, gotten an intern to lighten their workload? So there's many, many options for dealing with the fact that you're worried about a work-life being out of balance.
Okay. Interesting.
I want to do a quick break here, and when I come back, I want to talk about for just a second, if I can hold you over for one more segment. Marty, is that okay?
I didn't hear a single thing you said. Whatever it is you want to talk about, that's fine.
Yeah, okay. Speaking of boundaries, we're going to make you work longer starting right now.
That's right. Yes. If we could turn your 8-hour work day.
You see, I'm happy to work.
Hours.
Here we are approaching 9 o'clock, and I would rather be with you than playing Monopoly. So there you go.
Gotta love you, Marty. So when I come back, I want to talk about how long you should be out of work, and if you're not getting promoted or if you're not moving up the chain, what you need to do to make sure that you move, or when you decide, you know what, the best way to promote myself is to get out there and find a new gig. That's coming up on the Drex Radio Show on KGO 810.
Hi, folks. Alan Thicke here. You know, some things in life are just too serious to take chances on, and owing money to the IRS is definitely one of those. The IRS has the power to garnish your paycheck. They can levy your bank account, even take your home or business. Seriously. Thankfully, with one simple call, you can start solving your tax debt once and for all. Optima Tax Relief is the leading tax resolution firm in the nation. They have over 250 professionals. They have an A rating with the Better Business Bureau and the trust of thousands of satisfied clients. Optima's attorneys can immediately protect you from aggressive collections because they are experts in the Fresh Start Initiative. That's a special IRS debt forgiveness program that could save you thousands. Don't wait till it's too late. Get serious. Call Optima now for your free consultation.
Call 800-295-2867. 800-295-2867. 800-295-2867. Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
KGO 810 invites you to the Bank of the West Classic Tennis Tournament. The Bank of the West Classic returns to Stanford University for its 45th year, August 3rd through 9th. Don't miss Serena Williams, Madison Keys, Allison Risk, and more as they compete in this year's tournament. To win tickets, visit the contest page at KGORadio.com or get info and buy tickets at BankOfTheWestClassic.com. The Bank of the West Classic, starting August 3rd from KGO 810.
Hanson McLean Advisors have been helping folks like you achieve financial independence through sound financial and retirement planning. Our advisors have the education, insight, and experience to assist you with your financial matters, increasing your confidence in knowing you made wise choices in all the areas of your financial life. Check us out at moneymatters.com.
My cigar-loving friends, that buzzing sensation you feel in your back pocket is your wallet talking to you. Because it knows that for a limited time and only when you order your favorite cigars from FamousSmoke.com, your wallet is going to get fat and happy with an instant 10% cash back on your next cigar purchase. All the best and highest rated brands are already on sale at LowFamousSmoke.com prices, like Monte Cristo, Cuba Cuba, Romeo, Partagas, and La Gloria, which makes this cashback offer the icing on the cake. So let's keep your wallet happy and your humidor full. And if you need a new humidor, we can even help you there too. It only takes one click to get your free money back. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to save when you order the cigars you love. Get 10% of your hard-earned cash back in your wallet. With your order of $75 or more today, you won't get a bigger return on your cigar dollar from anywhere else. Go to FamousSmoke.com and click the Activate button to order today. FamousSmoke.com. That's FamousSmoke.com.
Summer is here, and a fresh coat of paint could be just the thing. And Serta Pro painters are just the people to do it. Whether it's interior or exterior paint that you're in need of, the pros at Serta Pro Painters are ready to help. Call them at 800-GO-CERTA. That's CERTA with a C. Or go to their website, certapro.com.
Even if you're not sure what direction you want to go in the way of color, they have fantastic color specialists to help you. Think about it. It's in their name, Pro Painters at Serta Pro Painters. They listen to you and they offer ideas. And while they are the most referred painting company in North America, they are also local business owners. So you'll be working with people in your community. Serta Pro Painters at CertaPro.com. They're professional, they're knowledgeable, and they are experienced. And they take pride in being considerate when they come to your home. They'll keep things tidy and try to make you happy with their personal attention and attention to detail. Serta Pro Painters, because painting is personal.
Ovation Cell Therapy really works, guaranteed. To prove it, Ovation is offering free shipping on all July orders. For thicker, stronger, longer, and healthier hair, stock up now. Select KGO at checkout for a special introductory discount and free July shipping at ovationhair.com.
Now at the Home Depot, get the Kidde Remote Link Monitor for just $99. It works with your existing smoke or carbon monoxide alarms. Nothing more to buy, no more monthly fees. If an alarm triggers anywhere in your house, it alerts you through your smartphone or tablet, wherever you are. It's as simple and easy and affordable as that. Let's do this. The Kidde Remote Link Monitor, only $99 and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only.
Talk radio to feed your brain. The Drex Radio Show. Weeknights at 7 on KGO 810.
Good evening, everybody. It's the Drex Radio Show, live and local in the Bay on KGO 810. You can also follow us on Facebook at KGO Radio. Marty Nemko, career coach, is our guest, and you can find, there's a fantastic website. Everything you need to know about getting a gig, keeping a gig, moving on, moving up, moving out is all there, martynemko.com. So, Marty, there was this interesting study that was done last week, and they asked people these were people that made $50,000 or more, if you could have your choice of getting a $20,000 raise or 4 more weeks of vacation, which one would you take? 2/3 said that they absolutely wanted the money. Nobody wanted, you know, most people did not want to take the vacation. Mm-hmm. And by the way, this even went into the 6 digits. So people were making...
Not surprising at all.
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. But what do you say about... And what does it say about this country, about these people who never take vacation?
Well, a couple of things. First of all, remember that that $20,000 is taxed at your top rate. When you're getting a raise, it's taxed at your top rate. So you're only keeping 10. You know, when you talk about federal tax, state tax, local tax, FICA, Medicare, you're only keeping 10 grand. And so that isn't that great. But as I said, I think while some people really hate their jobs, most people would really rather there have been studies. You know what cortisol is? Cortisol is this the stress hormone that gets released. Right. They monitor people's cortisol levels at work and at home. And if you've got a family, your stress levels are generally higher at home. And so if you're going to make 10 grand after taxes and work and be more productive, and remember, they treat you in general civilly at work. Now, at KGO, I spent a lot of time at KGO. Everybody is unfailingly polite. Everybody is nice. There is a wonderful cappuccino machine. There is no screaming. I've never heard screaming once, except perhaps for fun on the radio, when I've heard Carell scream about something or other. But it's civil. It's relaxed. It's not high stress relative to home life. So if you get more money to have less stress and feel productive, why would you be surprised that 2/3? I'm surprised that 80% of people would not choose to work rather than get to take 4 weeks more vacation.
Okay. But what about the 2 weeks? Don't you think they should use it? I mean, everybody needs to get away a little time
alone. To some
extent.
Remember that we think about the reality. We have the image of vacation that we get from watching the commercial on TV. This loving pre-foreplay making love couple on the beach that is perfect and the weather is great. But when you think really about how many vacations you're scrambling for a few days to get ready for the vacation. Then you're scrambling to pack and you of course forgot something and you're racing to the airport and there's traffic and you're waiting and there's a security line
and
then the plane is delayed.
Yeah,
and you're breathing that stale air and then you get ripped off by the people when you get there. And then the weather sucks when you thought it was going to be great. And you know, you get back and it's 4 days you've got to, you know, recover from the vacation. So in reality, when one looks dispassionately at vacation, it isn't such this wonderful thing that they portray on the commercial. So okay. It's not, people are not so foolish.
Marty, it's called staycation. Those are my favorites.
I love them. Yes. I love staycation.
Staycations are the best. Yes, I agree. Yes, only, you know, right. No need to take a whole week. Just take a couple days. Unless my family is on the other side of the world, the other side of the country, it seems like
right.
It.
Being serious,
3 days is enough.
Staycations give you the maximum, 1 to 2 days staycations give you the maximum benefit with the minimum pain. You don't have a lot of scrambling to prepare. You can get to do the things you would have loved to do, to go to the clubs, to listen to the music, to do whatever is fun without the cost, which of course can be very painful, and the traffic and the transportation and the hassles.
Just a nightmare.
Staycations are awesome.
Yeah, all about it. All right, I promoted this, so I want to promote promotions. So I've got 2 minutes here. What do we need to know about how long you should be at a job, especially if you're at an entry position and you're thinking to yourself, you know, I'm not getting promoted. What should you do to get yourself promoted? Or is it time to hit the door and find a new job?
Well, there are some jobs that are unavoidably dead-end, but the checklist that I invite you, my dear listeners, to consider if you're not getting promoted and you're seeing others around you getting promoted are the following. Number one, is your skill set good enough? Is your attitude good enough? Are you high maintenance? Are you are you cutting corners? Are you taking, you know, hour and a half lunches? Are you coming in late? Are you leaving early? Are you a pain in the butt? You know, are you also thinking like your boss? So, for example, and dressing like your boss. You know, there was an era in which a lot of the entry-level workers were wearing these frilly top things that emphasized their bodice. It just looked like an entry-level worker. And it may be that if you're trying to move up, alas, I'm not saying it's legitimate or correct, but looking the part, dressing the part for wearing what your boss wears matters. As silly as that is, it does matter. So going through a checklist of all of those things can be a determinant of whether you're doing your part. Now, as I said, sometimes you're just stuck and there's no chance. And then, yes, of course, you should start putting out feelers, especially to the people who like and respect you, because your best chance of getting a promotion is with somebody who already knows and likes and respects you outside of your workplace, but won't come running back to your boss and say, oh, Mary's looking.
Attitude is everything. Marty Nemko, thank you very much for speaking with us. Once again, it is martynemko.com, and we'll put it up on Facebook at KGO Radio. We'll put the link in there.
It's a weird spelling. It's N-E-M-K-O.
It's exactly like it sounds.
Yes, Nemko.
With a K? Most people spell it N-E-M-C-O, but it's
they
K-O.
They do? Oh, people.
They do. They think I'm a corporation, Northeast Machine Company or something.
I never thought of that. I like it. Nemcorp.
Marty Nemko. MartyNemko.com. Great. Have a wonderful rest of the week.
You too. Why don't you take a vacation?
Be well, my friend.
Gosh,
yes,
you're doing that vacation thing wrong.
I am going to see the family on the East Coast next week, but I'm only taking 3 days.
Have a nice time.
All right. Thank you very much. Sure. All right. More of the Drex Radio Show. Coming back. I do have behind the scene footage of the audio from Star Wars, The Force Awakens. And David Letterman put out a top 10 list because of Donald Trump. That's coming up next on the Late Night Late Show wrap-up on the Drex Radio Show on KGOA 10.
Berkeley Honda is your destination for the best deals, sales, and incentives on new Honda vehicles in the Bay Area. They have a knowledgeable and friendly staff that's willing to work with you to make sure you're in the car of your dreams and at a great price. Right now, lease a 2015 Civic Sedan CVT LX for only $159 per month. Berkeley Honda, conveniently located off Highway 80 on Chattuck Avenue in Berkeley. Special $159 lease, $24.99 total due at signing, includes down payment with no security deposit. Excludes taxes, titles, and dealer fees for well-qualified lessees. Xerox Business Services, LLC, seeks 4 system development analysts. It requires a bachelor's degree in computer engineering or computer applications and 5 years of experience, providing CAMMIS support. Position is located in West Sacramento, California. Mail resumes to XBS, Attention International Recruiting, reference number JL01 at 2828 North Haskell Avenue, Building 1, Floor 9, Dallas, Texas, 75204. Xerox Business Services, LLC is an equal opportunity employer.
Call Zero Res for the July summer special. 3 rooms clean for only $119 and a 10-foot hallway for free. That's right, $119 for 3 rooms and a free 10-foot hall. Call Zero Res right now, 877-321-0739, 877-321-0739.
Now at the Home Depot, get the Kidde Remote Link Monitor for just $99. It works with your existing smoke or carbon monoxide alarms. Nothing more to buy,
No more monthly fees. If an alarm triggers anywhere in your house, it alerts you through your smartphone or tablet, wherever you are. It's as simple and easy and affordable as that. Let's do this. The Kidde Remote Link Monitor, only $99 and only at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. While supplies last, U.S. only.
KGO invites you to the Chevron Family Theater Festival in Walnut Creek. Saturday, July 18th at the Lesher Center for the Arts. The party begins in the streets with face painting, puppet making, and a royal fairy tale parade. Then head inside to see the Popovich Comedy Pet Theater, a nonstop day of world-class entertainment, activities, food, and fun. To win tickets and get more info, visit KGORadio.com. That's Saturday, July 18th at the Lesher Center for